metro in Dublin, 1 kilometre costs 500 million, a half a billion. We're talking about 74 kilometres of railway for 411 million, which gives you 89 million change. Now, this is all big money, but it's necessary money, and infrastructure always has big money spent up front. People don't go grumbling now about how much the Gartu motorway cost, or in the Sligo case, the one from Castlebaldon into Colooney. Necessary infrastructure that has a lifetime of half a century to a century or beyond. And it's like having the ESB or the water. It's utility. And unfortunately, probably from the late 50s, early 60s in Ireland, when motorised transport was taking over and the railways were inefficient and hadn't been modernised, politicians and decision makers and financiers and government saw them as a millstone around the taxpayers' neck, and that they were constantly having to be getting subsidised. But there's not a dart to subsidise. Any public transport in the world, almost, not all, but almost all, are subsidised. And it's not to make money for the service provider, it's to provide service to the people and to allow ease of access. I would say the example in Sligo, Dr. Orla Flynn from the ATU spoke very well, and student movement between the various campuses and on that particular line, the ease of getting from Sligo to Galway, so the students could possibly live at home and commute to a college rather than having to go to the expense of living in either Sligo or Galway.